calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded far from home. Alright.
Thank you for tuning into this little show called Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. This time every week for a whole hour, great Australian and Canadian independent music. Some not so independent, I suppose, once you get to the level of Nick Cave. We're going to start off with Nick Cave, the legend from Australia. He has a brand new album out, the 16th album under the Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds band. We're going to get into one of the songs off that album very soon, called Jesus Alone. I'll tell you a little bit about how the album came together, but first of all, if you're new to tuning into this show, you can find us online anytime, AusStrandedRadio.com, and we're also at Twitter, at AusStranded. We've played lots of Nick Cave on this show in the past. He is a giant of Australian music and now globally. Of course, part of the Birthday Party originally, and that amazing post-punk band from the late 70s and early 80s. And he's been with the Bad Seeds for a long, long time now, 16 albums. We're going to start with a couple of older tracks first. Firstly, a rarity from an album called B-Sides and Rarities. It's a beautiful song. It's actually was a B-side, and you know, testament to the quality of Nick Cave's songwriting. How many artists would put this as an A-side? You know, it's a very strong song. We're gonna play. It's called Come Into My Sleep. And geez, it's so hard to choose just another track from Nick Cave's enormous back catalogue, but I'll pick one, a single from the Abattoir Blues album. It was actually a double record, Abattoir Blues and The Lyre of Orpheus, who came out in 2004. So I'm going to play for you Nature Boy. And then a brand new song from the latest album, which is called Skeleton Tree. And the track's called Jesus Alone. It was just released out into the world just, I guess, less than a week ago. The full album now is out there. I've yet to listen to it, but apparently it's a stunning piece of work, particularly more poignant than maybe some of his other records, because it's been recorded in the aftermath of the tragic death of Nick Cave's 15-year-old son, Arthur. He fell over a cliff just near Brighton, where Nick lived with his family. So this happened in late 2014, as Nick was partway through recording this album. So extremely tragic, and this album, by all accounts, is a total soul-bearing, a very, very deep album. And yeah, I'm really interested to hear what it sounds like. Of course, his sideman Warren Ellis is with him through the whole way. Warren is, you know, probably the key Bad Seed at this point in time. There's been a lot of members over the years. Original guitarist Blixer Belgard left, I think, around early 2000s. Since then, I guess Warren Ellis has been the main key member. So anyway, let's get into it. This is Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds. We're going to start with a B-side called Come Into My Sleep. Then we're going to hear a track called Nature Boy, and then Jesus Alone from the brand new record.
Now that mountains of meaningless words and oceans divide, have our own set of stars to comfort and guide us. And come into my sleep. Come into my sleep.
deep blue sea upon the scattered stars set sail. Fly to me through this love-lit night from 1,000 miles away. And come into my sleep. Come into my sleep. Oh yeah. As midnight nears and shadows creep. Come into my sleep. Bind my dreams up in your tangled hair. For I am sick at heart, my dear. Dreams up in your tangled hair. And toss them into the ocean blue. Leave your regrets and impossible longings and scatter them across the sky behind you. Then come into my sleep. Come into my sleep.
Dress me. me up in a deep sea diver's suits. You played the patriot, you raised the flag, and I stood a full salute. Well, later on we smoked a pipe, it struck me dumb and made it impossible to speak. As you closed in slow motion, called me Sappho in the original Greek. She moves among the shadows, as she floats upon the breeze, as she moves among the candles, and we move through the days and through the years. The years pass by, we're walking by the sea, half delirious. You smiled at me and said, babe, I think this thing is getting kind of serious. You pointed something and said, have you ever seen such a beautiful thing? Well, it was then that I broke down. It was then you lifted me up again. As she moves among the sparrows, as she walks across the sea, as she moves among the flowers, as she moves something deep inside of me, as she moves among the sparrows, as she floats upon the trees, ghost song lodged in the throat of a mermaid. With my voice, I am calling you. You're a young man waking covered in blood that is not yours. With my
tractor, harvesting tear ducts. You believe in God, but you get no special dispensation for this belief now. You're an old man sitting by a fire, you're the mist rolling off the sea. You're a distant memory in the mind of your creator, don't you see? With my voice, I am calling you. With my voice, I am calling you. Let us sit together until the moment comes. With my voice, I am calling you. Let us sit together in the dark until the moment comes. With my voice, with my voice, I am calling you. With my voice, I am calling you. With my voice,
listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show, and yes, there is a new album out from Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and we played a track from it there called Jesus Alone. Stunning work as always, and this album is going to be, you know, I think this will stand the test of time as being a pretty significant album in his catalogue of many, for the reason that it was recorded in the aftermath of the death of his son, a very tragic incident, and by all accounts the album is just heart-wrenching. We heard before that a B-side called Come Into My Sleep, a rare song from Nick Cave, and then We heard the single Nature Boy from the Abattoir Blues record from 2004. This is Stranded, and yeah, I'm keen to listen to more of the Skeleton Tree record. Apparently, he's released it simultaneously with a movie called One More Time with Feeling, a documentary, which has been, I guess, already seen around the world in select cinemas. And Nick did this, I believe, to basically give the media something to grasp hold of, because he doesn't want to do any interviews, which is fair enough, because it would probably bring up a lot of very, very difficult emotions. So there we go, Nick Cave. So let's get into brand new Australian music from Liz Stringer, a real favourite on this show. She is one of the most outstanding voices in contemporary Australian music, and she has a new album out called All the Bridges, and we're going to hear from you from her. We're going to hear a single or a song from the album called Anyone. And then we're going to play Megan Bernard again. We featured one of her tracks last week from the Follow It Through EP. She's a great independent artist from Australia. I wanted to play another track from that EP. And then This Way North, two-piece, really rocking two-piece from Melbourne, Australia. And they have a connection to Liz Stringer, and a fantastic band. I've been listening to this EP at home. I'll tell you a little bit more about it once we play the track, but here we go. Here's Liz Stringer with Anyone. Shame.
Hey there, listeners. You're listening to 101.9 FM CITR, and it's a beautiful day in Vancouver here, and hope you're enjoying the weather, and probably sitting at the beach drinking some booze.
You're tuning into Stranded, some quality brand new Australian music, three in a row. First up, we heard the unmistakable voice of Liz Stringer. She has a brand new album out called All the Bridges, and the track was called Anyone. And Liz is no stranger to Canada. She tours here, I think she comes here every year, and I've heard that she'll be back again pretty soon in the new year. She played at the Arts Worlds Festival. Megan Bernard was in the middle with a track called Right in Front of Your Eyes from the Follow It Through EP. And then This Way North, really pleased to introduce listeners to this two-piece from Melbourne. And they're connected to Liz Stringer because Kat Leahy, one of the members of the band, does promo work for Liz. And this is a really, really rocking EP, like really well produced for and huge sound for a two-piece. They looks like I can see online they're doing some touring through Australia. If you're there now, you can see them in Melbourne, Canberra, Newcastle, Wallumbi, Martinsville, New South Wales, and Beechworth, all the way through late September. You can check them out online at facebook.com/thiswaynorthmusic. If you tuned in last week, you would have heard part one of my interview with Joey Only of the Joey Only Outlaw Band. We're going to play part two right after this, a track from the latest album called No More Trouble in the Peace, the Joey Only Outlaw Band. It comes after the Transgression Trail album of about 4 or 5 years ago, which we played a lot of on this show. Joey is a real quality voice in Canada, outlaw country. Let's get into this track now. It's called North of Number 7, and then we'll play part two of the interview.
Go for walks up there me feel fine. But lately at night, I see distant city lights. They're all glowing on my horizon. Everything's changed or is gone. Back at my old hunting camp, because airplanes will now interrupt. Everything's changed or fucked up. Things should have changed north of town. Things should have changed north of town. Things should have changed north of town. Yeah. It's all gone.
So this is brand new Canadian music. There we have it. The Jerry Only Outlaw Band has a new album out called No More Trouble in the Peace. And that was a track called North of Number 7. So now it's time to play part two of my interview with Jerry Only. Part one was last week. So Jerry is a really hardworking folk singer and outlaw country singer, songwriter. He's based in Wells, BC, and he's played over 2,000 shows all around Canada. He started out as a real radical folk punk protest singer, and he hasn't lost any of that spirit. These days, though, he's refined his sound, I suppose, with a very very good quality country rock band. So they're based in Wells, Joey, which of course is the home of the Arts Wells Music Festival. And I highly recommend, listening into this. It's the last little part, only about 5 minutes of the interview. You can, of course, like I say, hear the whole thing at AustrandedRadio.com on our blog. And of course, the Jerry Only Outlaw Band has their latest full release out, No More Trouble in the Peace. A really, really fantastic album. Just very truthful lyrics and catchy songs. Really good quality. So here we go. Here's my part two of my chat with Jerry Only from the Jerry Only Outlaw Band. In terms of album, like you've just handed me a copy of the new album, which has been about 4 years in the making, 4 or 5 years.
The last one we put out was Transgression Trail in 2010, before I kind of gave up for a while. And I mean, that album did very good. It was number two in the charts, Roots Blues charts, or Earshot charts. It was nominated as Most Canadian Song in the CBC Awards there. Birthday Blizzard Bus Ride Blues Song, or no, Greyhound Guitar Man Song. And it did very well, but this new record, No More Trouble in the Peace, it makes all that look so amateur. And the musicianship of these guys, the production quality, we spent a year and a half, I never put that much effort into an album in the past. I was sort of punk rock enough to just kind of, good enough, I'd say, and then you know, we didn't say good enough this time. We really put effort into it's a dynamite record. I'm really proud of the whole presentation.
And where physically did you record it? I mean, in town or?
Sean Scallion, our drummer, works for Shaw Cable in Quesnel. And the big Shaw Cable, the building that Shaw Cable bought years ago, hosts an empty radio station, the old country radio station in town. So it sits vacant, isolation rooms, everything. We took it over, and I think my pedal steel and a bunch of our gear is still sitting in there. You know, after 2 years, Shaw Cable's been pretty kind to us about that, and I don't think they'll do that for everybody, but Sean's a good worker, and, you know, we're professional-oriented musicians. We're not in there to mess around. We weren't drinking in the place, and we were treated with respect, and we did some tracking in different locations, but generally the whole record was put together there by us, and then we had a great engineer named Wesley Gregg make sure the EQ on all the instruments was, you know, spot on, and then the mastering job, we didn't spare an expense. We made sure that it will be radio playable.
Well, we'll play it on the show here, and I'm across the country, people will hear it soon. Australian listeners, here we go. We've played Joey's Transgression Trail a lot, but now we have a fresh new album.
If I could suggest one to play right now, it'd be Walker Rock. And, you know, it's sort of about, you know, it doesn't say any particular calamity in the song. It doesn't say it's a zombie song. It could be robots or nuclear catastrophe or something like that. But the idea came to me from the Walking Dead show, where season one, you know, the Walking Dead rise, and then they're all like, we should go to Atlanta and ask some experts what's happening. And I'm sitting there in my mountain town going, no, don't go to Atlanta. That's a stupid idea. Like, you know, and so by virtue of that, this song is when the shit hits the fan, my friends, you'll never see me again. I won't come out.
I got you. Well, the album is No Trouble in the Peace, referencing the Peace River region.
Correct. Yeah.
Would you say the lyrics have arisen from local happenings, or, you know?
The theme is trouble.
Yeah.
In the record.
Yeah.
Trouble. So there's actually some death stories and some, you know, there's some pretty heavy content. It's not what you'd expect from what you'd perceive my shtick to have been over the years as the rowdy anarchist I often am.
We're looking forward to playing the songs on the album. Thanks for having me, Joey.
Good day. Be safe.
It's a worthless city, they'll burn Sodom. I don't think I'll ever go back again. 2 million bodies, no living friend, and the smell of death was overwhelming. When I moved up north, I was reborn back to the country boy I was before. Horrors lurked inside your bones, and many tears in the dark are unknown. In the wilderness without a friend, in the metropolis where everything's rotten, in the wilderness without a friend, where it's the apocalypse but nothing's happening. In the wilderness without a friend. metropolis where everything's rotten. In the wilderness without a friend, where it's the apocalypse but nothing's happening.
Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
So there we had one more track from the Joey Only Outlaw Band. The new album is out. It's called No More Trouble in the Peace. Recorded in the Cariboo region of British Columbia, where Joey lives. And you heard there part two of our interview with Joey. The last track there was called Walk or Rock. So we're just about out of time. I wanted to leave you with something different I found through the great website weirdcanada.com, which curates a lot of incredible avant-garde and underground music from throughout Canada. I'm going to play for you, well, this is actually quite a long 20-minute track, but we'll play however much we can squeeze in the next 10 minutes. The artist is named Chris Strickland, and he is from Montreal. He has an album called Animal Expert, which apparently is about 10 years in the making. I really don't know anything about the Montreal avant-garde scene, but this is pretty great stuff to tune in, close your eyes to, and drift off into a really fantastic realm of sound. So here we go. This is Chris Strickland from Montreal It's a track called Mammoth Husbandry. And we'll see you next week. Bye-bye.